910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris clearing a key hurdle today, securing enough votes in a virtual roll call with DNC delegates to have the nominee. Voting doesn't officially end until Monday, but Harris is already celebrating, thanking delegates in a phone call.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
Harris also set to announce her pick for a running mate by Tuesday. Sentencing day is set for Hunter Biden, President Biden's son. He'll be sentenced for his 3-count felony conviction on November 13th, 1 week after the presidential election. Chevron announcing it's moving its headquarters from California to Houston, Texas. The oil company has been locked in a battle over climate change rules in the state. And the latest jobs report shows 114,000 hires in July, weaker than expected, and a sign of a cooling economy as the Fed Reserve fights inflation. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee area hotels say business was good during the Republican National Convention. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports occupancy that week jumped from 70% to more than 83% overall. Numbers were even higher in the Central Business District. The average room cost $193 a night. Western Wisconsin's 3rd U.S. House District could hold the keys to victories and majorities from the State House to the White House. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan.
There's 6 UW campuses on the district. It's important to get that vote out for Tammy and for Vice President Harris. So this is an extremely important district for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shanklin, who's running for Congress against Eric Wilson and Rebecca Cook in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Ascentia Health St. Mary's Medical Center celebrated its one-year anniversary this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the $900 million hospital has helped thousands of Duluth area patients in its first year, with officials reporting that it delivered 1,600 babies, performed 14,000 surgeries, and admitted 17,000 patients. St. Mary's was also recognized as one of 5 hospitals across the country to receive the Dick Davidson Nova Award for making innovations to bring better health care to the community. Plans for a new youth recreational center in Duluth are in the works. According to a Northern News Now report, Mayor Roger Reinert and Duluth Public Schools Superintendent John Magus discussed the plans for the 30,000-square-foot rec center this week. The plans have been in development since 2014, and the current design would include a double gymnasium and space for other recreational activities like art. It would be located in Memorial Park if the city can begin construction as planned in the next couple of years. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans, so for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot and humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High near 80, cooler 70s next week. Currently, it's 87.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into a Friday happy hour. Always happy when a fine guest like James Santel can join. If you missed him, where were you? You'll have to tune in to his fine show, Amicus, a law review, Saturday morning. Check your local listings, 9 to 11. But thank you, Jim, for giving us some insights. I am so frustrated about Bill Barr and all the things that was hidden from the American people, the evidence against the former boss, Trump. I mean, he had no better friend than Bill Barr, did he, Dom?
Oh, man, running cover like a mofo for real, man. I mean, you want a guy like Bill Barr on your side. If you're a, you know, if you're a criminal, like doing your criming, you need a guy like Bill Barr, you know, the top lawman in the country on your side. Barr has a reputation for this, man. That's his first rodeo. He knows how to roll. And it just flows off his back like water off a duck.
Anyways, thank you, Jim. Moving forward with my grievances, Don. We've all got forward grievances. Moving the greatest radio show ever forward with your thumb. Always point with your thumb, a la Wanker and Bill Clinton. Quick note, Don. Project 2025. You know what the Project 2025 is now? Trump has disowned it. It is the Heritage Foundation's efforts to basically create a database, a LinkedIn for fascists, right? So when Trump takes power, they can rapidly change the course of governance and the bureaucracy, the deep state, if you will. And of course, of late, Dom, they've run away from this idea.
Not my idea. And some of them are bad ideas. I don't like all the ideas, but not my idea.
But I know nothing about it, right?
And now that the entire, the 900-page War and Peace-style book, novelette, whatever you want to call it, now that it's been written, Dom.
Manifesto?
Yeah, that's a good one. There Trump has pressured, apparently, the Heritage Foundation to move the leader of Project 2025.
He doesn't know anything about it, but doesn't like some of the issues and got the guy fired. But he doesn't know anything about it.
Something came to my attention overnight, though, Don. The last, alphabetically speaking, do you know what the last organization, sponsored organization of the Project 2025 is? Why, the Young Adolphs Foundation.
Oh, the Young Americas Foundation.
I sometimes confuse them because...
Because Scott Walker is the president, chief executive, whatever. He is the leader. He is in charge. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker of uniting and energizing the youth of this country into the conservative movement that it is.
And also supporting Project 2025 through the Heritage Foundation and sponsorship. So if Scott Walker is the president, if he's running Young Americans, Foundation, isn't he the one that's directing them to go fund Project 2025?
I mean, at least in part, sure.
So I would just point out to my friends in journalism, because, you know, if there's one guy I might not want to do an interview with, it's probably the wanker. I'd probably pass on that one. But as you guys are out there seeking, you know, a rebuttal at the DNC from the wanker, or he's trying to be relevant, you're putting him on your talk show or your Sunday show, I would please encourage anyone that considers themselves to be a journalist to ask the wanker, what about the Project 2025? You down for the fascism, Scotty? You down for everything, all the tenets thereof, because you sponsored it? So I just wanted to throw, you know, a little wanker hate out there on a Friday afternoon.
Well, let me rile you just briefly here, if I may. The YAF.org, under the staff, there's Governor Scott Walker, the president of Young Americas Foundation and 45th governor of Wisconsin, Curdy. And here's how he starts his bio. The Occupy movement didn't start on Wall Street.
Oh, you
started in
bitch.
Madison, Wisconsin, when 100,000 protesters descended onto the grounds of the state capitol soon after Scott Walker took office as governor. Their goal was to intimidate him and his allies, but he did not back down. He was unintimidated.
That is such horse crap. Scott Walker's entire book, Unintimidated, was a work of fiction, dude. It was a work of fiction. We have gone and tried to verify some of the claims made by Winker in his book. They're unverifiable, which I think probably makes them lies. Just want to get me a little riled, did you, on a Friday afternoon, Dan? Thanks. My blood pressure, my doctor will thank you.
Scott serves as president of Young America's Foundation. They train the next generation of leaders in the fight for freedom. YAF conducts programs at the Reagan Ranch, Ronald Reagan Boyhood Home, Virginia offices, Washington, D.C., and regional sites across the nation. YAF also hosts more conservative campus lectures than any other organization, and they have a digital presence with more than 1 billion views. He can relate to conservative students who are targets of intimidation. As Governor Walker likes to say, if you're under attack, YAF got your back.
Wanker!
Oh, man. So, yeah, there we go. There's more, but, you know, Tonette and son of a pastor and yada, yada. So, most importantly, he concludes he is a follower of Christ.
I would like to give him the statement attributed to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance tells the story on himself, but the quote is, shut the hell up. Only instead of me saying that to Scotty Wanker, J.D. Vance said it to his 7-year-old son. You see that story? What a heartwarming story to tell on oneself.
Wow.
Shut
the hell up, MRFer? I mean, did he really, really get to him?
Here is how it's been reported, Dom. And you can always join us, 844-967-2789. This grievance on behalf of young J.D. Vance Jr. Senator J.D. Vance, the running mate of former President Donald Trump, who frequently calls childless Americans psychotic sociopaths, explained in an interview released today why he told his 7-year-old son to shut the hell up. I'm on the phone with Donald Trump! I'm like, shut the hell up for 30 seconds. So heartwarming. This father,
yeah, he's a family man.
We've had moments, but I wouldn't go bragging about it. This father-son moment appears in Vance's lengthy narrative at the historic day when Trump told the Ohio Republican he'd been chosen to be the former president's running mate. It was July 15th, the first day of the Republican National Convention, and Vance and his family, including three kids, ages 7, 4, and 2, flew to Milwaukee to witness Trump's presidential nomination, he explained. Vance told the podcasters, isn't that pretty much anyone, podcaster? Yep. He had received a slew of messages during the flight, among them a warning from Trump's campaign that he should expect a really important call. So I'm like, oh, beep. I can't say that one. Vance says, a good call or a bad call, it's a really important call. Vance explains he'd known for months he was on Trump's short list, but did not get the official notice until an hour later when his family arrived at their Milwaukee hotel. The good La Quinta, Dom. The good La Quinta.
That's on the west side of the road.
The next message from Trump's campaign wasn't the announcement, however. It was bad news, Vance said. I got another message from the same person who says, hey, you just really missed an important call. Vance immediately called Trump to say, hey, sir, what's going on? You know, hate to miss that phone call, Dom. Trump taunted Vance, replying, you missed a very important phone call, and now I'm going to have to pick somebody else. Just make him grovel a little. Tell me how much you want me.
Yeah, show me how loyal you are.
And this is where the story takes a family turn, Dom. Meanwhile, Vance's 7-year-old son was trying to tell his dad about his latest obsession. The politician tells the podcasters, the crazy thing about my son, who's 7, is in the hotel room with me, and he's really into Pokemon cards right now. He's going through a Pokemon phase. He's trying to talk to me about Pikachu. Vance says his son did not care that Trump was on the telephone because he doesn't know what the president of the United States means. By
he's
7?
Not the president of the United States. Let's just say that.
And
but please continue.
Are you kidding me? By 7 years old? I think by 7, Dom, I was well aware of what the presidency was. And probably I would have been aware of Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Anyways. It's the most important phone call of my life, Vance told his son. Please, just let me take this phone call. For the love of God. Vance has campaigned on his role as a father, and his suggested policies that include raising taxes for childless Americans and giving parents extra votes. The backlash, Vance's conservative comments inspired in VP Kamala Harris's energetic entry into the race, have some political insiders reporting. Trump now regrets that really important call. I bet he does. Dom, do you think he'll pull the plug on JD?
I mean, you know, this childless sociopaths and psychotic thing. I mean, just how many, and I'm not a believer, Crudy, but how many kids did Jesus have?
Zero. That he knew of.
Yeah.
I watched
left out of the story, man. I'm just saying, let's leave that chapter out. Leave that chapter out.
My wife made
man,
me
you had no kids, right? Is that how you're gonna be? These Republicans, they care so much about the children. But then what? The Senate didn't expand the child tax credit.
Well,
so they care about, you know, their children ish.
Only because the Republicans blocked it, Dom. You know, thought it was a waste of money spending the taxpayers' money on other people's kids. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your grievance could be next. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com.
crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at thedevilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH. And on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us. Air your grievances at 844-967-2789. Talk or text. They both work.
Dom, I've been checking the text line. Our pal Chris from Rice Lake making plans to go drinking with yours truly next Wednesday up in Eau Claire after Kamala Harris and her new VP pick come to town. I'm very excited. We're going to have extensive special coverage as only the Devil's Advocates can bring. And then Crudy's going partying with Chris from Rice Lake. Because if you invite me, I'll see you there. So I'll see you there, Chris. I have a location. Maybe I'll disclose next Wednesday. I don't want to set CJ in motion or others. Someone asked, is CJ that guy driving the crazy Trump car and Stoughton? Very well could be. More. What about the Young Aryans Foundation? Same for Make Aryans Great Again. I think they're talking about the YAF, the wanker thing.
Scott Walker outfit, yes.
Cam thinks there's a Saturday Night Live skit and J.D. Vance like beating on his kid or, you know, just shut up. You know, the fatherly sort that he is.
Like a Chris Farley down by the river kind of a skit. That'd be good.
Pardon me, allergies. WMDX Texter says, my 7-year-old kids were singing lyrics to the chicken dance that went like this. I don't want to be a chicken. I don't want to be a duck. So I shake my butt at Donald Trump. Smart kids. Those 7-year-olds know who Donald Trump is. J.D. Vance doesn't. J.D. Vance, your 7-year-old doesn't know what the presidency is. So the texter says they learned it from all the kids at public school. The kids are now doing the anti-Trump chicken dance. I admire these young kids. The kids are our future, Dom. The kids are our right, as far as I'm concerned. And you better be right about the Wigwam Tavern, Chris. I'll see you there. Wigwam Tavern, next Wednesday.
In Eau Claire.
That neck of the woods. I've never been to the Wigwam Tavern. I'll tell you my assessment after I've been there, Dom.
All right.
Anyways, 844-967-2789. J.D. Vance, the guy that's yelling at his kid's kid, because his kid's trying to talk to him, God forbid. But, you know, I guess we've probably been there. remember when the kids were younger and you're trying to do something, and that invariably is when they want your attention.
Right? Kids always want the attention.
But you know what's interesting? J.D. Vance out there today claiming, I'm a pretty normal guy.
If you have to explain it, you're probably not.
If you have to claim normalcy, if you have to say, I'm normal, you're not normal. There's a reason you feel like you've got to go out there and defend yourself in public and say, I'm normal. It's because people don't really think you're normal, sir.
I'm just saying.
Dom, according to the Raw story, J.D. Vance insisted he's just a normal guy.
Yeah,
after
no
weird became the buzzword used by multiple supporters of Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris to describe him. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz, who reportedly is on the short list to become Kamala Harris, Harris's running mate, referred to the GOP ticket as just weird in an interview last week, and it's repeated many times since, just by Crudy and Dom. But Vance insisted to right-wing Nelk Boy, same podcast that he's on, telling stories about his kid. I certainly know the Kamala campaign wants to call me weird. The host pressed Vance to explain why that particular word was being used to define him, and the GOP vice presidential nominee was hard-pressed to say. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's something like they, like, focus-grouped and decided to push on us. Like, I'm a pretty normal guy. I got a wife and kids, and I like to hang out and, you know, watch football. Now, the Harris campaign described Trump as old and weird after Walz's remarks went viral on social media, and Democrats have said that Vance's views on abortion, childless cat ladies, and other topics are also weird. I care about this stuff because I care about the country, Vance says. My attitude on this is, my best guess is, this is just a total guess, is that her campaign is run by, like, a lot of 24-year-old social media interns who maybe were bullied at school, and so now they decided that they're going to do the same thing. Were you the targeting of bullying?
Wow. I mean, really, a little projection, a little confession with J.D. Vance?
Well, he said more, Dom. They're going to take that, like, attitude of a middle school social scene and try to run a campaign on it. I just don't think most Americans buy it or care, but they're certainly pushing it. I'm certainly aware of it. Are you a weirdo? Are you aware of it?
You really, dude? I mean, come on, man. If your recollection, where you go in your head is to middle school, man, you know what I mean? Hey, Crew, remember that time in middle school? Come on, man. You're running for vice president of the United States, and your connection with what the current campaign is your reflection of your time in middle school? That's only because, what, you got out of middle school a couple of years ago.
J.D. Vance, have you seen the pictures of young J.D.?
The
ones I've seen from earlier years. The fact that this guy did not turn into a school shooter, I just think is...
What?
Have you seen the photos? I mean, he's the sort of kid that gets bullied into making some violent random act.
Stuffed in the locker one too many times.
Did I tell you, Dom?
Maybe that's why he's going to this as his safe spot or maybe his go-to space. Because this is his related, man. He's telling you what it's like to be called weird again. And if you got to say you're not weird, if you got to say you're normal, if you're explaining, you're losing, weirdo.
Dom, I asked Rich to play this song because I invested in a new lawnmower today. I went all in on electric, man. And I then had to test the range. First, I had to charge it, and then I had to use it, right?
Is it a push mower or a riding mower?
Well, it's a push mower, and it's got the rear-wheel drive, so, you know, it pushes itself.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah.
But as I'm watching the battery life go down, you know, every Tesla driver must have felt this feeling at least once. I'm just watching, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way to the end of the yard. I basically did. You know, there's maybe a row or two in the back that... you know, summer's almost over, isn't it? The show is getting closer to the end, but the happier happy hour rolls on. Join us. 844-96-PARTY. Your grievance could be next.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 20 Wisconsin communities will split more than $20 million for public improvement projects. The grant money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is going to low to moderate income communities with fewer than 50,000 people. Projects include improvements and repairs to streets, water, sewer, and drainage systems. More people these days need help paying for school supplies. Donations can help. Zach Spiroff is with a Minnesota nonprofit called Resource West. He says new supplies and clothes are better than hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake community is rallying behind one of their own in the Olympics. According to a WEAU report, Rice Lake High School will be hosting a watch party on Sunday to support their very own Kenny Bednarik, who will be competing in the 100-meter semifinal race. Bednarik is competing in both the 100 and 200-meter races in Paris this year. In the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, he won the silver medal in the 200-meter dash. He's taken to social media to praise the community for their support. Duluth Public Schools have announced a new pilot program to improve traffic safety around Lowell Elementary. According to a Northern News Now report, the new program will include a new pickup and drop-off location. Buses will be directed to turn right onto Rice Lake Road when exiting. New signs will be installed in the area, and vegetation will be cleared out for improved visibility. The program will run through the 2024-2025 school year, after which the district and St. Louis County will determine if it was effective. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was not all innocent fun at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, California. The comic book fan convention grows in popularity every year. This year, however, law enforcement executed a sting operation and arrested 14 people on charges of sex trafficking and rescued 10 potential victims, one of which was 16. A representative for the Comic Book Culture Convention told Entertainment Weekly that the arrests were made outside of the event. Poker players and moviegoers alike will be interested in this. Matt Damon dropped hints on The Rich Eisen Show about a possible sequel to his 1998 film Rounders. The film was not a box office darling, but has gained fans over the years, most likely through the growing popularity of Texas Hold'em. Damon plays a graduate student who promises his girlfriend he will quit gambling, but gets sucked into helping his friend, played by Edward Norton, pay off a debt to a Russian gangster, played by John Malkovich. Let's see if the studio goes all in or folds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot and humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High near 80, cooler 70s next week. Currently, it's 87.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. Your grievances could be a part at 844-967-2789. Dom, not all the texts are nice, but this...
What'd you do?
This is a nice text. No, they've been mostly friendly today. My wife and I are grasshoppers listening to their masters. They've got S in parentheses. Your show has been so informative that we feel like disciples, and it's a better place to be than going it alone. Thanks so much. Breathing easier over on Willie Street. Well, I hope you're breathing easier. It is the greatest radio show ever. We appreciate the fact that we can educate you, entertain you, and, you know, maybe even inform you once in a while. Dom, the Harris, we don't know who yet ticket, is now the official nominee of the Democratic Party. They've done their roll call, and this was in deference to the fact that some states have earlier deadlines for putting someone on the ballot. So if the Democrats didn't hurry up and get their nomination done, there was some fear that some states would have qualifying issues, and you don't want to have that. And when Joe Biden, when it seemed like they were going to try to do a fast one with Joe Biden, you heard me advocating against that. But we've also tried to make it very clear with Ohio and a few other states, it is a logistical necessity. But now she's cleared the hurdle, right? And what did Donald Trump say? I don't want to debate her. I don't know if she's the candidate.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe they could change their mind again. Well, we'll worry about it. You know, when they finally pick a candidate, then I'll let you know.
Well, Trump recorded an interview yesterday, but it played out today, early morning on the Foxy Business, Maria Bartiromo. Trump on Facing Harris. Right now I say, why should I do a debate?
Yeah, because, you know, you get your ass kicked.
Former President Trump, in a new interview, questioned why you should debate Vice President Harris amid pressure from her campaign to do so. Trump told Foxy Business Network host Maria Bartiromo that he wants to debate his likely Democratic opponent, but left the door open for opting out of it.
Well, I want to, and we're leading in the polls, it seems, by quite a bit still.
Trump said, pointing to the shakeup after President Biden withdrew from the race. She's better than he is, but I think ultimately she'll be worse than him. And then Trump noted it was Biden's team who pushed for a June debate, after which Democrats urged the president to step aside as a candidate.
If I didn't do the debate, they'd say, oh, Trump's not doing the debate. It's the same thing they'll say now.
Yeah, if you refuse to do the debate, same right. thing many of the Republicans said about you in the primary, you yellow-bellied coward. Now, the comments from Trump, which were recorded yesterday and broadcast today, are just the latest instance of the former president hedging about a debate with Harris as she inches closer to securing the Democratic nomination. She's done that now. And he first told reporters last week he would absolutely debate the vice president, followed by his campaign declining to commit to a debate until she is the official nominee. Again, she's crossed that threshold, Trump. Trump then told Foxy News he'd probably debate her, but could make the case not to. What a definitive decision maker he is.
I am a definite maybe. Sounds like me deciding to do remotes with you, man. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You know, we do have J.D. Vance defending, you know, the top of the ticket. We've got this one, right, Rich? Let's play it for the people. Of course, Trump had sort of a bad week. His appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists, I would say, didn't go so well for the campaign.
Come on, if you ask the Megas, he totally won that. Except some think folks think he crapped the bed a little bit.
Well, let's see what J.D. Vance, his running mate, the guy who tells his kid to shut the hell up. Play it for the people, Rich.
I want to ask you about the former president's comments yesterday to the National Association of Black Journalists, where he said that Vice President Harris is, quote, all of a sudden black. As a father of three biracial children, Did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open-border policy. She's saying that she wants to support
Not
the police,
true.
Yet she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
I feel like we had heard that band sound, but it didn't get any better. It didn't age any better than the first time I heard it, Dom. J.D. Vance.
Is she black? Is she Indian? I don't know. Someone should look into it. He didn't call her a chameleon. He didn't compare her to a lizard. He questioned whether or not she was black, dude.
Well,
that's what she said.
In light of the story he told on himself, biracial kids, hell, he just screams and yells at them. Shut the hell up! He doesn't show any particular deference to his kids. Why would he care if Trump doesn't?
He's weird. 844-967.
No, I'm really normal.
So swear we're normal. We're normal. Yeah, we're the devil's advocates. We're totally normal. Tom from LA, welcome. Happy Friday from the leftist coast. Well, what do you got for us, man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, my friends? First off, let's get some facts out there. I want to let people know that I actually, first off, JD, Vance is a weirdo, or JD, whatever his name is, a JD weirdo, actually. I actually purchased two URLs, so if anyone in your listening audience would like to somehow build a website, not where I'm making money or anything, just it's called jdweirdo.com and jdweirdo.us. So anybody that is interested, or if you know of anyone, let me know.
I think he's talking to you, Cam.
Nice website. Cam, if you're the one who can do it, that'd be awesome. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Maybe you guys already talked about it today, but at that interview the other day, where Donald Trump seems to think he's the Simon Cowell of interviews, where he can just, you know, critique the interviewer rather than actually answering that, answer an effing question. In that black journalism thing, Trump actually wouldn't go on stage because they wanted to fact check him in real time. So that's why he was late at coming out, because of the fact that they were saying that they were going to be fact checking him in real time, and he did not want to do it. So he actually acted like the 12-year-old that he is and wasn't going to go out there at all. Then they said, okay, he decided that he was going to go out there then because it would be too hard for them, because they were going to say, okay, the whole thing is over, we're done with this, and we're not going to go any further with it. And then the Trump team thought it'd be better for him to go out there rather than them say that he had backed out because of this fact check.
They chose and that poorly.
That is factually checked if you go and look at the head of the black journalism group.
I've heard the same reporting, Tom. We're not questioning the veracity of your statements. I'm sure some MAG out there would.
That's important. Yeah.
Well, and certainly, and you saw how defensive he was. Hang on, if I may, Tom, how defensive Trump was when he came out immediately, because presumably he knew that this exchange or this conflict was going on. We don't want our guy to be fact-checked in real time. Well, then we're not going to have an interview, right? So there was already some. And then he gets out there and he blames the delay. I was here 30 minutes ago and here's some tech. And, you know, that woman there couldn't get the tech working. I mean, he was just so condescending and rude from right off the bat, man, which to me lends, of course, they say this isn't true, but to me lends certainly to the credibility of the assertion that they were concerned about him being fact-checked in real time, which was obviously a right concern, because he was, and he came out terribly.
Exactly. Now, there's also another story out there that the media is not reporting on, which is a guy from Arizona got busted because he was carrying so much fentanyl. from an open border part of Mexico that Trump actually defunded. So therefore, this guy actually got into the United States with, like, I don't even know what that was, like so many pounds of fentanyl and pills and the whole thing.
And how is that Trump's fault, like, Tom?
Because he actually, at this, he defunded part of the border crossings. And it was actually, I can't remember the city that the guy actually went across, but it was one of the ones that actually was closed in the past. And when Trump...
Tom, I appreciate, and I've seen Dom struggle to remember all the details of stories before, and I don't want you to have to struggle as such.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this?
Relative to all of the things I can say about Donald Trump, one fentanyl courier getting across the border at a checkpoint he may or may not have defunded, and I don't doubt the veracity of what you're telling me, Tom, but it's convoluted. It doesn't bumper sticker. I mean, there's plenty of stuff that Trump does. You can see it. It's obvious. It's clear. It's reportable to the American people without question of whether or not the former president would have responsibility for a border crossing that presumably happened during the Biden administration, Tom. So anyways, dude, I appreciate the effort. 844-967-2789. Nothing but bumper stickers, man. It's Friday afternoon. I can't think that hard, Tom. Right. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Keep it simple, yes, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Vance is normal. He's Abby normal, just like the brain that they put in Frankenstein and young Frankenstein. It is just, the man is just odd. I mean, that's he's just odd. And you know, your kid is going to do something like that. I mean, and you don't just tell the kid to, you know, shut up like that. You see, just, you know, be quiet. You know, can you be, give me a minute here, son? Because the kid is probably all wound up. You know, the dad's not spending enough time with him because JD is.
Right, he's got these new Pokemons, and they're so powerful, Dad. Let me tell you about them. But I get it. But listen, man, I mean, I've yelled at my kids in the past. Now they're older, but, you know, they've heard me. I'm a big swear guy around the house, you know, so. I'm not gonna be one to necessarily judge. You know, the guy, he's a young dad, man. He's still talking about his middle school days. So he's not even 40 yet, is he?
Well, his oldest child is seven.
Yeah, he's 39. I think he is. But for goodness sakes, I behave better than Donald Trump does when I was 12. That Donald Trump does today.
Well, Mark, or. You just don't remember all the times you were naughty and your dad had to tell you to shut the hell up. I'm talking to Donald Trump here.
You ever get grounded, Mark? I was grounded a lot.
I'm still grounded.
I went to my room quite a bit when I was a kid. I probably deserve some of that.
I was the eldest, so I got in trouble a lot for stuff that my brothers later on got cut slack on. So
yeah, yeah, well, that happens, man. I was the youngest, and I got away with a lot.
That's how it goes.
A couple of baby Geminis. I was also the youngest in the birth order in my family, Dom.
And by that time, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
Thank you, Rich. This one's played for you, Mark. A little Abby Normal. Young Frankenstein. Doesn't remind me at all of J.D. Vance.
No, totally normal.
He's a totally normal guy.
Totally normal, not weird at all. Just a regular guy.
844-967-2789. Last opportunity for your grievances this fine Friday afternoon. Otherwise, you're going to have to hold them till Monday. And Dom, on Monday, we should know that Kamala Harris has picked Josh Shapiro to be her vice presidential pick. I believe
Pete Buttigieg, I hear... A lot of smart people would like to have Pete Buttigieg as the VP.
I heard Scott Ross said that. Yeah. And Matt Rothschild. No one else I know of any intelligence has ever said that, though.
No one else with respect ever said anything like that whatsoever.
I think the mayor of Philadelphia might have let the cat out of the bag. Josh Shapiro, maybe your VP pick for Kamala Harris. More Devils.
We'll see.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. Kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's going to turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dom, normally I don't look at Fox News as a credible source for obvious reasons, but
Fox lies, yes.
I found this interesting headline on their digital side, Foxy News Digital. Democrats' weird attack line on J.D. Vance might be working. Polling guru argues, you know what's working if Fox News is reporting this, just a little from this. The Harris campaign's new favorite attack line against Ohio Senator J.D. Vance might be sticking. A new report suggests since former President Trump picked Vance as his running mate last month, many Democrats, including Dom on the Devil's Advocates, have repeatedly attacked the Republican candidate as weird and creepy. The weird buzzword has particularly been used to attack Vance's views on abortion and other controversial issues. And the talking point, which has been repeated ad nauseum by Harris surrogates and the media allies, may be proving effective for Democrats, according to the analysis of Google searches and polling data by Henry Etten. Google searches for weird are up by 32% over the past 3 days. And increasingly linked to searches for MAGA, J.D. Vance, and the GOP. You know, Tom, you could be about to strike pay dirt with that J.D.'s weird, whatever you got, the URL. A little bit more. It shows that it is penetrating the zeitgeist. And it actually shows that it's a rare political attack that people are looking up online. Now, he connected the spike in online searches to a drop in Vance's net favorability rating this week. Listen to this, Dom. While Vance already made history by being the first vice presidential nominee to have a net negative favorability rating following his party's convention, his ratings have dropped even further this week. According to Inman's, analysis of polling from AP and ABC Ipsos, his ratings have dropped 8 to 9 points since mid-July.
Oh,
he's down another 8 to 9 points, J.D. Vance. So here's a quote. So it seems the attack lines against J.D. Vance are working.
And one of those attack lines, of course, is the idea that he's weird. And it's definitely being increasingly searched with his name and obviously other things associated with Republicans. One last thought, Dom. Donald Trump went on the Clay in the Buck show, the Whitey Brady Talk Radio yesterday. And as we predicted, he said yesterday, they're the weird ones.
I know you are. What am I? I know you are. What am I? Listen, that's very interesting. Polling and numbers. I mean, wow. Well, I think there's a reason why it resonates. Weird, JD Vance, because he's weird. He
don't forget creepy.
And creepy, but weird for real. I mean, the guy is weird. He's weird. And if he wasn't weird, it probably wouldn't stick. But he's weird, so it does.
844-967-2789. Eric from Lodi, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Eric.
So speaking of weird, I mean, the whole Republican Party is weird. I mean, you have Nancy Mace, Republican South Carolina, tweeting out, Biden is MIA. Why is no one talking about it? Hours, like 2 hours after Bloomberg broke the hostage news. And she's, last I looked, hadn't taken it down yet. And you know, don't the Republican rank and file think they deserve smarter people?
Nope.
You know, in their party? I
mean, they're getting exactly what they deserve, Eric. They want the Cheeto Messiah. They embrace the Cheeto Messiah. They've never been more unified about anything that this weird, creepy ticket is all theirs.
It's offering to them. And those that did have been ostracized or kicked out of the party a long time ago. The Republican Party is dead. Long live MAGA. Don from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don.
I hate to change the subject. I need a little information here. Are you endorsing anyone for this Derek Van Orden seat? Because I was donating to a lady named Rebecca Cook.
Yes.
And I heard on the Tom Hartman show, there was this representative from Congress. He's for, I can't think of his name right now. You've had him on your show.
Mark Pocan. Pocan has been campaigning.
Yeah, he's saying that she's a conservative.
Yeah, I don't find that to be true, Don. And I don't often disagree with my congressman, our friend, Mark Pocan, but I'll speak to it very briefly. We've interviewed Rebecca Cook. I interviewed Rebecca Cook last time she ran for Congress. She finished second in the Dem primary to Senator Path. Well, Tara Johnson ran. She was the, city council person from La Crosse. We interviewed her. We interviewed Rebecca Cook. And for whatever reason, I cannot tell you why, Don, but Mark Pocan has chosen to join Katrina Shanklin in attacking the candidate Rebecca Cook. And I don't know why, but I disagree with his attitude. I think this is sour grapes from the Shanklin campaign. Her opponent tripled her fundraising number. Her opponent in the polling that has been offered by the Cook campaign, a little dated my understanding, but Cook's leading. And Cook would beat Derek Van Orden in some of the polling I've seen. So I'm not sure why Mark's getting on this. But I would tell you, Don, I would feel completely comfortable telling you to send money to Rebecca Cook or endorse Rebecca Cook. Or if you live in the third CD, vote for Rebecca Cook. I'm not going to personally endorse either of the candidates because whoever it is, I'm going to support to beat Derek Van Orden. But I don't like this line of attack, this blue-on-blue violence, and I think it's completely unnecessary, and it's all coming from Shanklin's team. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Want to thank our fine guests. They included Batman, Matt Rothschild. They include James Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. They included a lot of you. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Rich, for what you do. Now, Monday, we get a VP. Josh Shapiro or bust. Not my first choice, but my prediction.
Buttigieg.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste. As Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a Bar Band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be ninja warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.